This is Bayard Winthrop, founder of American Giant. We make all our clothing right here in the U.S. with American cotton and American workers. Get 20% off your first order when you use code GIANT20 at American-Giant.com.
Hey guys, welcome to the Outdoor Podcast. Dave and Tim here, and we are in 2026.
Woohoo! Right?
And so since we're in the beginning of the year, Tim and I had talked about doing our scary story segments, but do it into the podcast. So if you don't know and you missed some of the scary story segments we've done in the past, we did those a few years back and they did very well. People were very interested in those stories. So I asked Tim, like, hey, let's start looking at some of these stories again, kind of bringing it to the podcast so we can use it in audio and also on video on YouTube. So today we're going to learn about Tom Messick.
This episode is brought to you by our incredible sponsors that help make this show happen.
The Outdoor Podcast is proudly brought to you by XOP Outdoors, Carbon Express, Block Targets, Moultrie, Gas Bowstrings, and Burris Optics. Produced by Bowhunter Planet. We thank you for tuning in and being a part of our outdoor heritage.
All right, take a close look at this man. This is 82-year-old Thomas Messick. Forest rangers are still looking for him after he went missing 4 days ago. Right now, crews are searching around Lake George Wild Forest near Lily Pond in the town of Horicon. Resources from the FBI, state police, and Warren and Washington County Sheriff's offices have been helping in that search. Messick was wearing a camouflage jacket, coveralls, and a red and black plaid hat. Authorities tell us they haven't found any of his items in the woods just yet. If you think you've seen the man or you have any information that could help people who are looking for him, pick up the phone, call 897-1300.
But I mean, the story is pretty simple in regards to kind of, you know, what ultimately, you know, the overarching story is. But this is, goes back to 2015, November. Tom Messick, 82 years old at the time, went out hunting with friends. They went out to a spot, Adirondack Mountains. You know, they went out familiar territory out in the woods, and ultimately Tom just vanished without a trace. And, you know, kind of the timeline of, you know, kind of what happened is, you know, on the 15th around, you know, the hunting party went out near this place called Lily Pond. And around 2 p.m., the group was reconvening at a meeting point. I don't know what time they went out. It doesn't really say what time they started going out, but Tom didn't never showed up. You know, so obviously they contacted people in the following weeks. You know, they did canine and helicopter and volunteer search. Never found anything. You know, large scale ground search. And the fact of the matter is there was no physical evidence, no, you know, of any kind that was ever found. And it's pretty interesting to me. I mean, with a large search party like that, you know, that they're not able to find anything, especially with canines.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
But January 2016 is, I think, when they finally just kind of called it at that point. And, you know, there hasn't been any really real evidence or anything since. There's like theories and speculation, but it's kind of the worst case of like, you're going out hunting with your buddies and somebody just doesn't
know. Yeah. That. I mean, it's kind of eerie. You know?
It's
when
really
think
eerie.
About it. This one of the comments I see here says neither the 82-year-old nor his hunting rifle or walkie-talkie were ever found despite extensive search efforts. Additionally, he never answered his radio or used it to call for help that afternoon. The FBI became involved early in the investigation, leading some to wonder if Tom's disappearance was a result of something other than a tragic accident or medical emergency in the wilderness. But evidence to support any theory remained elusive.
Well, let's think about that, though. I mean, medical emergency, right? Something that would incapacitate you, you would still be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
In a case like this where they're out in familiar woods, right? And I'm sure kind of had an idea of where he was. A search party should have at least found a body. And so to just not have any physical evidence whatsoever is like, that's the creepiest part of all of it.
One comment I found on Reddit said, one thing that baffled me was the noise that another hunter heard, a metallic swamp sound before the before they discovered him missing. Then another person chimed in and said, a metallic chomp sound makes me think of a trap door. Not familiar with the area, but any chance there'd be an old bunker out there.
Like the mountain people?
Yeah, you know, and another person made a comment, and something I read earlier when I was researching this one.
Oh, you mean like an old landmine or an old, like, mine?
Mine could be anything. He could have. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Another person mentioned, and I've never heard of this in my life, and I don't know if this is something that's real. I didn't research but he said that sometimes when trees fall over, they can go back upright. Like if you walk by a root, you know those big roots and you walk by, they're taller than you. Like it could have came back over and just.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I was like, wow, he's older. He might have tripped and fell in there and then it came back. Or maybe when he stepped in the root area and do something like a.
That mine, though, actually
kind of makes sense.
Kind of makes sense. Yeah. Like he fell in somewhere. But you would think that, again, there would be some sort of.
This one's hard.
Evidence.
I would say this one's hard because there's a couple factors. Number one, it did say he was on the line closest to the road. That was one comment that I saw in there as well. So, meaning he was closest to the road from all the other hunters. I don't know if that's good or bad, you know. The other thing is, I will throw this out there, like, an 82-year-old transversing the wilderness like that seems like not a good idea. I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, no offense. Like, I trip and fall when I'm in my 40s here.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's a good idea for someone. Don't get me wrong. You can go out and enjoy nature, but going through the middle of the forest like that, it's not the easiest thing to navigate. And if he did fall into something, it's definitely possibly got knocked out or like a rock. You know, I don't know the terrain, but I'm wondering if there's any rock holes, you know, like where you fall into a hole.
These boulders tend to be round, around-ish, so they don't fit together perfectly like a jigsaw puzzle. That means there's cracks and crevices and even caves in between. And I'll give you an illustration. Here you have boulders laid down by glaciers. Over the ages, vegetation grows over it. Many of the voids between the glaciers might have been filled in with sand or gravel when the glaciers are moving through. Also, dirt and mud could have washed in over the centuries. They filled in a lot of the voids, but not all. So this is the bright, cheery world as we see it. One of us goes walking in the woods without a care. The danger is that the mouth of a pit can get covered by roots, leaves, other vegetation, maybe dead vegetation. It can conceal the mouth of a pit, but not be strong enough to hold a person's weight. So if you step on one, you can crash through and fall in.
You know, into the rocks. Yeah. You know? I don't know.
I mean, they say no footprints. They say they didn't, you know, nothing. Like, no evidence whatsoever. But if he was hunting close to the road, I mean, he could have got taken, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I don't know his background. That's the other thing. We don't know his family history, if there's any sort of...
Or just some weirdo.
Yeah.
You know, driving by and...
82-year-old man.
I know. Just weird.
Maybe. I'm not saying no. I'm just saying, you know, I don't know, man. This one's a real big mystery because there's just so many unknowns, you know.
There's zero evidence. It's he was there. And then he's not.
Then he's not.
Then he never came back, right? And you got left in the woods once.
I did get left in the woods once. That was not a great experience. But here's the scary part about when I got left in the woods. I'm just going to throw this out there. So what happened is there was a rainstorm. And we were hunting with three of us. And this is in the middle of state land. And for some reason, there's this before cell phones, okay? So it's different back then, right? We didn't have communication. But for some reason... Ron and Brian connected to leave.
You guys all came together in the same car, remind me.
No, that's what it was. Thank you. That's what it was. So there was two cars, and each person thought I was with the other person. So they both left at some point because it started raining. Or they just said, he'll get a ride with so-and-so and just left, right? They both did the same scenario. So when the rain stopped and I finished the hunt, I get down, it's pitch black, and I start walking towards the first guy who's closest to me, and nothing's happening. I'm yelling. At this point, I'm a little nervous because I'm thinking maybe he got hurt, right? I'm like, oh, man, I hope he didn't fall off his tree. I'm getting, like, nervous, you know?
You're
like,
going to a stand.
Yeah.
Now I'm walking back to the car.
Now I'm walking all the way to a stand, which is way out of my way. And I get there, and I see just the stand. He's not there. I'm looking on the ground, you know, and it's getting dark, so I got, like, a flashlight. This is, like, two, three miles in the middle of the, state land, and we call it state land here in Michigan, but, you know, everybody has public land. So I start hauling it out of there, you know, because I'm thinking like, all right, well, he's not here. So obviously he's back at the car. So I get up, there's no cars. And I'm like, oh man.
Did you think you were lost at first, or did you know you were in the right
spot? I know where I'm at. No, I know where I'm at. Yeah. They're just trails, decent trails. So I was never felt like I'm on my own lost. Yeah. That would have been scary. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Back then, especially, there was no
cell phone.
I didn't even really use a compass when I should have.
Was this early season?
No, this would have been fall. It would have been October, probably. Early October, yeah.
Early October, yeah. So a little bit warmer.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been. I could have probably survived.
Not like snowing, not cold.
No, yeah, okay. No. Yeah, right. Yeah. But anyway, but that feeling was terrible. And but again,
so what
I was
young.
I was like 18 at the time, you know, 19 or 16. Like, I wasn't that young. You know, I wasn't old. So I had plenty of flexibility physically to do
that. Yeah, because this was back in high school.
Well, what happened is they came back. They realized they both met up at the thing and realized that I was.
They met up at camp and they're like, oh, where's Dave?
And then when they came back to get me, you should have seen it. I was like, on the road, and they pulled up. They never even looked at me. They just looked forward the whole time. I got in the car. You rat and son of a bitch. You didn't say a word.
They knew they messed up.
Oh yeah, it was hilarious.
They knew they messed up for sure.
It was hilarious.
Usually the way it is like the person that you drove with is the person that takes you home.
Generally, yeah. That's where it got mixed up somehow. It was Ron's fault.
Yeah, that's got to be creepy, man. I mean, think about this. And that's a scary part about this is how long was he out there alive?
Yeah, I don't
right?
know.
Like, if he fell into, like, that bunker or whatever, and maybe he was alive for days, and they just never found him. But I can't imagine, like, I think part of the story is that they did a 29-square-mile search. There's no way an 82-year-old is walking that far, I wouldn't think. Especially somebody that knows his way around, that's been to that area before. Like, you would, and it's 2 p.m. in the afternoon, so it's bright out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something had to have happened.
This guy makes a good point. He says, no calls for help or random gunshot to be noticed. Points to something like a fall and injury more than getting lost. So he probably, with that swoosh sound, he probably fell into something. Like
but
a
then
bunker.
What?
Some sort of thing that no one knew was there.
You would think like they would have some sort of scent to pick up on. Although maybe he was really good at a scent covering it. So, but you, I mean, you think animal
I see
attack?
Someone else that says, I'm thinking a widowmaker, and he's hidden under a big fallen branch or tree. It says, I know some said the whoomp sound was metallic, but trees fall with a whoomp.
Yeah, I mean, you got to imagine. You think that they would just be concentrated. To me, like, the canines should have been able to pick up on a blood trail, on, you know, something.
Forests are interesting because they're so dense. And, you know, when you, if he would have fallen just in the middle of the trail of the woods, I would think he'd be discovered.
Yeah.
If he fell and something covered him, like a branch fell on him, or he fell into a hole,
different story.
Might not be as easy to locate a person because sometimes body can get contorted in different angles and weird shapes where you might not even recognize a person. You know, I don't know if he's wearing orange. Like, I know it was rifle season, but I don't know.
Right.
The you know, I don't know. This is a very interesting story, but scary story.
It's one of those that there's like no. It's all just speculation. That's all it is, and that's all it ever will be.
It's all
You know.
Yeah. See, some of the other stories we've covered on this show with the scary story segments were more like cut and dry, where there was a what happened, and then there was
some sort of event,
and then there's an out what happened. This one's different because you don't have an out. So meaning like we could come back to this in 6 months now when they do find or recover his body, you know what I mean, with a different outcome, because we don't know what the outcome is. But you know, any other details they gave in there?
Or? I mean, that's really. I mean, there's not really many more details. You know what I mean? He just he was there, he was gone. There's like a timetable, and what's weird is like it's the 2 p.m. thing too. So you know, he disappeared during daylight, which is also really kind of strange. You know, but I agree with you. I mean, I think it's got to be some sort of like his body got hidden somehow, fell into a shaft. You know, tree fell, but I don't know, man. You just think that there would be blood or something that the dogs would be able to smell if that happened, in my opinion. But
yeah, man, I don't know. There's a lot of news articles about it, though. I did see that. I don't know where it leaves. The speculation is so high in this one. I don't, you know.
Yep.
I mean, look at this. That was 2015. So what are we at? 11 years later. 11 years.
And still nothing.
And nothing.
Yep. Now, there was, I'm looking at kind of the map that was around there. There was a big river, too. You know, so maybe something happened and he's in the river somewhere that connects to the big lake or something like that. But it's pretty interesting how, you know, you would think that they would have found something of his, of some sort, you know.
This is crazy one, man. I don't know. It's just, you know, especially from a hunting scene, right?
Yeah.
You just would never expect. I think it's interesting that his age that he was out there, number one. I think that's 80. And don't get me wrong, if you're an 82 old person or 70 and up, I understand, you know, you're gonna go out there. But all I'm saying is, like, it seems risky to be going through a forest, you know, not the path, the forest. That's all I'm saying. Like,
right.
So if you did encounter a boulder or some sort of weird animal or anything, it's hard to fight off that type of thing, you know, or pull yourself out of a hole.
But you said that they had walkie talkies too, right?
Well, that's why I think the guy's right that it had to have been something that happened suddenly where he had no time to shoot. Because every older person knows you should take a shot in the air. Everybody knows.
Right. If you're in trouble or
that goes back way past.
And if he had a walkie talkie too, you would think he would have called out.
He had to have fallen into something. That's why all his gear's gone too. Or he left on the road, like we said, but I don't believe that. I just feel like that's a push for a 82-year-old. You know, we're not talking like a kid getting abducted or something. You know, you're talking an 82. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. Unless he got like a no, it doesn't even make sense because why would he leave? He's not going to say, "Hey, give me a ride somewhere." If he popped out on the other side, he knows where he's at.
100%.
I don't know if there's foul play though. That's what I was getting to. Like, I don't know the story between the people who were there with him. I mean.
You mean one of
them
did it?
Could there be speculation where someone accidentally hit him and they fired and then they covered it up? I doubt it.
One of them did it and buried him?
That's what I'm saying.
Could be.
But I'm thinking, like, probably not. The FBI came and, like, you know, I'm sure they asked a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Like, let me see your gun. Is there any rifles? Did you fire anything out of these?
Yep, look for blood, you know.
But that, even that, yeah, you would have probably seen something, you know. So that's why it had to have been. The swoosh sounds interesting. Like, to me, that definitely indicates something happened. Whether it was a tree, it went back upright, or it was...
That had to have been super loud, though, too.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If they heard it, if they heard a noise...
Yeah.
I mean, what's the odds of that? That's all I'm saying. Like, what's the odds you hit hearing a noise like that, and then somebody goes missing? And, like, not just missing, like, lights
out. Yeah, because you usually don't hear much when you're...
Well, that's what I'm saying. How many times have you heard a swoosh sound like in your, you know, when you're hunting a metal?
Yeah.
In the middle of the woods. I mean, not, you know... Unless it was a turkey. It was dang turkey.
Or a squirrel.
Well, guys, thanks for tuning in. There's not really much left to talk about. If you guys have questions or know anything about this case, you know, feel free to put it below. This is our scary story segment. We will be talking about more of these type of stories as we go, especially in this off season right now where it's just like nothing to do, dead cold winter up here.
Maybe they'll be true. Maybe they won't be true.
Yeah. Maybe we'll make some up. You never know. But if you guys have stories you want us to tell or things you want us to look into cases, we can do it and talk about it and love to hear you guys' opinion on these as well. So please comment below and let us know your thoughts. What you think happened to Mr. Messick, you know, is something you think happened different? You think any of these scenarios happen or do you
aliens?
Whoa, we never even covered that. Holy cow.
Well, there's a reason why I didn't say
abduction
it.
From above.
Yeah.